BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes outrageous stories from people with personal trainers, Clara Amfo on Real or No Real, and we've got a full interview with 5 Seconds of Summer, starting now.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
I'd like to say hello to the people who are with us every single day at lunchtime, and also all the new listeners that we've undoubtedly got right now because their favourite band are about to be on Radio 1. You should listen all the time. It's this good, like, all the time. Hello, I'm Scott Mills. There are a large amount of very excited fans listening all over the UK and around the world waiting for the new Five Sauce track, She's Kinda Hot. One of those people is Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
How excited are you right now?
So excited.
Whereabouts are you?
We're from Fareham in Portsmouth.
Oh, I know it. Wow. I used to work in Fareham.
Okay.
Who are you with? Yeah, who are you with?
My friend Alice.
Okay, so have you been... What time have you been listening to Radio 1 since?
I've been listening to Radio 1 literally this morning, and I've been excited since, like, Wednesday.
Okay, right, so you knew since Wednesday that we were going to play it today. What are you expecting? Are you expecting, like, a proper good pop song or something a bit different?
I reckon something a bit different.
Okay, so how long have you been a fan?
For about 3 years.
Okay. And what are you doing to mark this momentous occasion today?
We are making cookies.
Okay. Do they have the faces of 5 Seconds of Summer on them?
No, but they have a lot of chocolate in them.
Awesome.
Is that what you do to control the excitement then? You just need to do something. I need to do something. I need to keep busy.
Yeah, and we're going to eat them all and listen to it on repeat.
Oh, this sounds like the perfect afternoon. Chocolate cookies and 5 Sauce on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, right. You've got not long to wait now. It's going to be happening just after 1:30. We'll play the song at 1:40, all right?
Yay, thank you.
And you'll hear all the boys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Megan and Jess.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
We are pulled over on the side of the road, waiting on 5 Sauce.
You're pulled over on the side of the road, why?
Waiting on 5 Sauce.
Oh, waiting for the 5 Sauce interview.
Yeah, I don't want to be driving whenever it's on because that's a bit dangerous.
I quite like it that you've, for safety, pulled over because you can't be driving.
I know.
It's a bit like when your mum, like when you're trying to find like directions for somewhere and your mum turns the radio down.
Yeah, like, I do that all the time.
But like, it doesn't do anything. Like, that's just psychological. It doesn't. Why do you need to turn the radio down? It's not going
to
help you find the place.
I need to concentrate.
I know, I understand it's a concentration thing.
Yeah.
So, are you looking forward to hearing the song?
Oh, so excited.
Okay. I can tell you it is a little bit different to what you might have heard from them before.
Yeah, it's like different from what I've heard before.
And you're also going to hear all of the boys chatting to me in about 10 minutes.
I can't wait.
So, some people really can't contain this right now. I'm just looking at Twitter and people are like, why is this taking so long?
Exactly.
I'm crying.
I'm noticing more and more tweets with caps locks. Do you know
all
what I mean?
The caps.
As the excitement grows,
the caps
are on.
Yeah.
You got like 10 minutes to wait, all right? So just wait there by the side of the road.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
5 Seconds of Summer. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's us.
It's us.
It's you again.
It's us again.
We're back.
With a vengeance.
Last time was in Norwich, and now I'm speaking to you, but you're in Los Angeles.
Very similar places.
Very similar. You're correct, Michael.
Yes.
Now, how are you doing, Michael, after all the pyrotechnics and that? I know you probably want to forget about it. I did check last time, but I'm just checking again because I care.
It's good, man.
Because I care.
There's no more flames on our stage, but I'm all good.
Are the flames off now? They've been binned?
Yeah, we've switched the flames off. We gave it the big switch.
The big no-no.
You could get, like, you know those fires that you can get that aren't real flame, but they look like it? Get that.
Well, that's what I thought they were, honestly.
It's like those... My mum has this heater at home. It's like, it looks like a fireplace, but it's digital fire.
Yeah, that.
And it's really weird. And she thinks it's cool, but it's not.
You could switch to a bubble machine as well. That might work.
A bubble? Oh,
yeah, like a foam.
Oh, yeah.
Foam party. One big foam party. Yeah.
No danger there. So we've got a few birthdays to address. Happy birthday, Luke, for yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
whoop,
man.
Whoop.
Ashton, happy birthday for a few weeks ago.
Thank you.
Did you have a party, any of you? What presents did you get?
What presents did I get?
He got the present of love from me.
Yeah, I went to the zoo.
Oh, hang on, I saw that, actually, yeah.
Ooh. I went and hung out with some... Why are you saying, oh, is that...
I'm just... you know, it's not my first choice for a birthday.
Well, I like the zoo. I went and hung out with some native animals.
Now, let's not muck about. You've been teasing this new single for a while on the social medias. How does it actually feel now that you can talk about it and we can play it for the first time?
Thank God.
It's probably the hardest bit is waiting, knowing that you're releasing music and just waiting. That's probably the hardest bit.
And try not to talk about it, because it's all you ever think about, and it's all you ever want people to hear. And they're like, what have you been up to? And we're like, oh, I'm up to nothing. Well, you're actually up to everything.
Up to everything.
And you're planning, and you're planning, and you're planning, and we finally released it, and it feels so good.
And you must be really pleased with it. I've literally heard it just like a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Yay. What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is when we get to the chorus.
Yeah.
But the build-up to the chorus is something quite special.
Yeah. You sound like you're just mapping out the regular song.
I like how it goes into the verse.
I like the beginning and the middle's good, and then the end is also really good.
I like the words and the melody and the verse.
The other things.
And when I first heard it, I was like, oh, okay, this is a bit different.
Yeah.
It is different, man.
It is different.
I like it. And the fans will too. Should we play it, in fact? Should we play it right now?
Oh, hit it.
Okay, tell me what it is and who it's by, please.
Hello, this is 5 Seconds of Summer, and this is... Why are you laughing? We're not a joke band.
Because you just... Because you just went straight into that. Hi, we're 5 Seconds of Summer.
Hi.
Wait, hey.
Hey.
Hi, we're 5 Seconds of...
Wait, you want me to do it more like deeper? Like
hey, second album Nate voice.
Hey, this is 5 Seconds of Summer, and this is She's Kind of Hot.
It's on.
Wait, we'll give you a couple of options.
Okay, go.
Hi, we're 5 Seconds of Summer. This is She's Kind of Hot.
Hello, geezers. This is 5 Seconds of Summer, and this is She's Kind of Hot.
One more?
What are you doing?
Really Aussie.
G'day, it's 5 Seconds of Summer here. It's their new single, She's Kind of Hot. Bloody Bonza.
Bonza Ripper, I hope you like it.
Yeah, mate. Bob's your uncle, mate.
Come on, Watto.
Spin that song,
Scotty loves Vegemite.
That is 5 Seconds of Summer, and She's Kind of Hot. Played for the first time on Radio 1 just then. Feels good, doesn't it?
That feels great. Feels good, man.
Feels good.
I'm feeling a tingle.
Somewhere in my body.
Ashton, your younger brother joined you guys on stage in Sydney, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a young rock god.
It's actually pronounced Sidney.
Sidney. Callum, you got your cousin on stage in New Zealand to slap her the bass.
Yes, I did.
To slap her the bass.
So essentially that's kind of like bring your family to work day. Now, I took my mum to one of my DJ sets for the first time the other week, but she did not get on the decks. Are you going to get your parents involved at any point?
I think it's for the best that I don't get my mother on stage.
No? Parents are too scary. They'd probably walk up there and they'd like, my mum would start like fixing my hair.
Yeah. But I think your dad would rock out.
Yeah, I
think
your dad would.
Yeah, dad would.
He's got
dad
the hair for it, that's for sure.
What are you worried about with your mum appearing on stage, Ashton?
Well, she just shouldn't be on the stage. I mean, maybe she should. Maybe she might surprise me, but, you know, I just think it's best off if we keep our worlds separate.
Right now, it's a...
Mum does mum, I do me.
You do you.
That's what happens.
Sorry, Anne-Marie, it's a no from me.
Sorry, Anne-Marie.
It's a nice rhyme.
It's a no from me, Mum.
It's a no from me, Mum.
Can I just say these words? You fat joke. Stop pretending we're friends. Have you guys ever fallen out with each other on Twitter?
I don't think so.
I mean, we like to hold our tongues on Twitter. We're pretty nice. We're nice guys, I like
you
to
are,
think.
Actually. Yeah.
I don't really mind what anyone says about anything. I mean, in 100 years, on the spectrum of eternity... It won't mean a thing.
I think if things are...
Nothing really matters.
Because we'll all be gone.
We're all gonna just dust.
We're all gonna die one day. I don't know. We don't really like beef, I guess.
No.
Like, we like beef.
I like beef.
Eating, I like organic beef.
I like beef a
grass
lot.
Grass-fed.
Not beef.
Grass-fed beef.
Actually, I think that you guys are... a lot of pop stars could learn from the niceness that you give out on Twitter.
Oh, thanks,
they
man.
They should all take note.
Thank you. I don't know. I think it's a place of should be a place of positivity.
Now on getting to Instagram, all the beef on there.
Getting to Instagram, we fight everyone.
Pretty bad on there.
Okay. Talking of Instagram, you did a photo shoot for your new calendar recently, didn't you?
Oh, the naked one?
Is there a naked one?
The sexy naked calendar we're putting up?
A fireman calendar.
Oh, the fireman one.
I just mean the standard 2016 calendar that's coming out in time for Christmas.
Have a normal conversation, please. 5 seconds of summer.
That version.
Yeah, that one's going to be great.
Do you get the like final say in what your pictures are? So you know how in those calendars you always need something to kind of cover your, you know. Do you get to choose what that is?
The object?
Yeah, like generally it's a microphone.
Guitar.
I'm not sure. I'm actually a little confused to what photos you've seen.
Oh, God.
These must be different ones.
They're linked.
Did you guys ever used to own any, like, band or celebrity calendars?
I was more of a poster guy myself.
What did you have?
I had this weird 50 Cent poster for some reason.
Get Rich or Die Trying, though. It's a big statement.
And he was right.
Hey, did 50 Cent go bankrupt?
Yeah, I think he did.
He did.
Oh, poor 50.
I think I had a Pokemon calendar at one point.
Oh,
when
I did
I was
too.
Like,
it's
what?
Framed and it's real nice. Mine was framed.
No, mine wasn't framed. But, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a very sexy calendar. Do you know what I mean? Like, so 1 month you've got Pikachu, 1 month you've got Charizard.
And then all of a sudden you turn 14 and you got some tig old biddies on your wall. I don't know what happens there, man, but it just happens. One minute you got Pokemon on your wall, next minute... It's another type of Pokemon. Pokeballs. Well, I didn't have that on my wall, but it's whatever.
Right, stick around and we'll do more after this.
Oh, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills talking to Five Sauce in Los Angeles, and that is Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson. The boys have been quite enjoying this one.
Uptown Pete, gon' give it to you.
Peter North, gon' give it to you. Cause Peter North, gon' give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just...
Guys!
Come on!
Don't believe me.
Get out!
Hello?
You sound like... You sound like Smog the Dragon.
Smog.
Okay, a few more questions to finish this little interview with 5 Seconds of Summer. It's time for Normo or Not. Guys, how much money do you have on you collectively right now?
That was some nice reverb.
Thanks.
I have no monies.
None?
My wallet's somewhere. I can't find it.
How much do you think's in it?
Collectively.
I have $40.
That could be more of a positive.
I have 10 Australian dollars.
Oh, Michael has his PDs. PDs are a thing the tour manager gives you to eat.
Per diems.
So,
you're counting them out.
That's $67.
American dollars, because you're in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is 1,600 Australian dollars.
So when's the last time you guys bought something? Mm. So today you must have had to buy something. What was it?
No, but they'll get it paid for because they're being looked after right now.
That's what I mean.
What?
You don't pay for anything.
We're just frauds.
No, we have
just for friends.
Well, it was Luke's birthday. I mean, we got this lovely box of donuts with a balloon attached to it, and that was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
There's actually two balloons.
There's two balloons. Our record label is so cute. We love them.
That's so nice. Well, you could have got like a car though off them, maybe.
No.
Yeah. It's Luke's birthday. He really
in
wants
the promo studio.
Hey, you guys should see this donut. It has a piece of bacon on it, and we called it the Clogger.
For obvious reasons.
It's gonna be clogging them arteries.
I think you're not doing the donut thing right, man.
It's got a clog everywhere.
The Clogger. One man.
Have you guys ever licked a donut?
Oh.
I heard about this.
Oh, yeah. That's cheeky. That's a
strong
cheeky segue.
Michael told me about this.
It's fine. She's apologized to all donuts out there.
You know what? I don't think she has to apologize.
What was she doing? She was just licking donuts.
We're talking about Ariana. She just walked into a store, casually licked some donuts that were on sale, and then was like, I hate America. Goodbye.
She didn't buy them?
No, she did not buy them.
Ah, it's a little controversial, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, but she's apologized and said that she doesn't hate America and that she'll never lick a donut again.
She's apologized to all donuts around the world who are scared. They're all scared to be licked.
I doubt she licked the clogger.
You wouldn't lick the clogger.
She would not even dare to lick the clogger.
She's actually the 2016 face of Dunkin' Donuts.
Another question on Normo or not. Do you have more than one house?
We have no houses.
I have no house.
I actually thought about this the other day, because I often think about you guys in a spare moment, and I just thought to myself, actually, they don't live anywhere, do they?
We have no house. I would like somewhere to live one day. That's something.
That's the dream.
That's a goal of ours.
That's a future plan.
That's a goal. Goal one day is to have a house.
You gotta take it slow.
I've got a question. What's the last thing a family member told you off for?
I think my dad told me off for... I think I left the bin open at home, because we have one of those flip bins thing. And the bin stayed open.
Bloody hell, Michael, you left the flip bin open again.
Flip bin.
Close the bloody flip bin when you use the bin.
Okay.
You come home.
Dad!
Respect.
Stop it, Dad!
Stop it, Daryl!
Is that me?
No, that's Karen.
Oh, right. Okay.
I thought he was calling his
Sorry,
dad,
we just started acting out Michael's family situation.
Stop it!
Just like being at home, wasn't it? What's the last thing you saved up for and bought?
Oh, great. I'm actually saving up for a camera.
Yeah?
I haven't bought it yet, though, so I guess I'm not answering the question correctly.
You're not, are you?
He is saving. He's trying.
I'm saving for a camera. I want to take some nice photos. I enjoy photography, Scott.
You do, I know.
I saved up for an Xbox earlier in the year, or last year, actually.
Okay, we're nearly out of time, lads. One more question. As always, with massive bands, there are loads and loads of rumours flying about, so let's just clear one up if we can. Are any of you with girl right now? Or are you just all about the tour life?
With girl.
I'm
with no girl.
Me and girl are non-existent.
No girls at all, anywhere?
No girl.
No, there's none.
None in sight.
It's like they don't exist.
No. If you could, can you put out like a radio ad?
Sure.
Saying
What would you like it to say?
Yeah, do the ad.
Hey, we're 5 Seconds of Summer, and I'm just really looking for just anyone with a heartbeat. just anyone with a heartbeat.
A loving embrace.
I was kind of imagining the ad that goes something like, are you looking for huge explosions and danger life?
I thought you were going to say
Callum Hood. Contact now on 755. You know what I mean? Maybe you should get me to do the ad for you.
You pretty much did.
You can leave it with us. I'll have it for you next time.
Really?
We need help with the marketing.
That'd
please.
Be awesome.
Yeah, I can do some kind of, like some kind of dating advert featuring, well, all of you by the sounds of it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hey, guys, listen, thank you for premiering She's Kinda Hot on Radio 1. Really good to speak to you again.
Thank you for playing it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
And I know that our paths will cross again very soon.
I hope so. Especially if the ad goes well.
Yeah, the ad will go. I think the ad will go really well.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, babes.
Love you, bye.
The Scott
Mills Daily. Never seen a reaction like it. That 5 Seconds of Summer interview, it seemed to hit all the right buttons. A lot of people say that we asked all the right questions, and it was a lot of what people wanted to know, so that's good. I'm pleased.
It had everything, didn't it? They were even singing at one point, Mills.
Bit of everything. Even singing to a bit of Uptown Funk. Hey, I've just heard, you know Kel Spellman?
Yeah.
Who just happens to be in the background now. Hi.
Hi.
We've just come up with a deal where I've persuaded him to play the Five Sauce Chat again on his new Sunday afternoon show between 4 and 7.
I like these deals that have been done.
Yeah, we just did the deal just there. So Kel Spellman's new show, 4 till 7 Sunday, you'll get the Five Sauce Chat again and Aston Merigold and loads of other stuff, the best bits of Radio 1 and CBBC from the week, and the last hour is all number one hits.
So, I mean, there's so many bits to go at with that interview, but I've got to say, did you hear what Ashton said at one point? Was it me, or did he say potentially one of the most profound things man has ever said?
I don't really mind what anyone says about anything. I mean, in 100 years, on the spectrum of eternity... it won't mean a thing.
Talking about Twitter and saying things on Twitter.
I don't know if he meant to do it, but all I keep thinking about is what he was saying there. And just thinking how profound that actually is.
I don't think anyone's been that profound on this show since we had Pitbull as a live guest.
True.
Because Pitbull does just speak in inspirational quotes.
So do we think now Ashton is one of the world's greatest philosophers?
You think? And also, if you do this to it like we did with Pitbull, it becomes really deep.
I don't really mind what anyone says about anything. I mean, in 100 years, on the spectrum of eternity, it won't mean a thing.
I mean, it's quite depressing, but it is profound. And it is up there with the Pitbull one. Do you remember this? Just talks in quotes.
Good things come to those that wait. The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life. We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
So wise.
Pitbull comes from just fighting, not only in the industry, but in life as a whole. And anybody that understands the breed knows that it doesn't understand what the word lose means.
Absolutely, yes. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, sounds good.
The way we create memories is by creating memories.
Thanks for F5.
There's not one hacker in the world that can hack into this head right here. So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
That's the best one.
That's the badger. That's my favourite.
That's the badger. The Scott
Mills Daily. Have you seen the picture of Ashton on the Radio 1 Twitter?
Oh, that's quite good actually, isn't it? Already 534 favourites and over 600 retweets.
It's good. It's, yeah, I think it's just very profound from Ashton there.
Mm. It says, Ashton just came out with one of the most profound quotes in human history. And there's a picture of him and the quote is actually there as well. And it's getting a lot of love right now. I mean, you can have that to keep forever if you want it. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Well, you know, the other day you were talking about having hot gym instructors.
We had a little tangent on this, didn't we? We were talking about people that go to the gym and only have hot personal trainers, mostly for motivation.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this. I think if you've got a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you're harbouring a sort of fit personal trainer that you fancy, there's something a bit iffy in it.
Hey, how's it going with your girlfriend? Has she got one yet?
No, she's keen to get a personal trainer. I'm keen for her to... No, I'll tell a lie. I'm keen for her to have the personal trainer. I just feel there might need to be some vetting.
Okay, and how will you do that?
I don't know yet.
Okay, will it be pictures or an actual meet?
Well, no, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to suggest personal trainers.
Oh, I see.
So I'm going to kind of go ahead and do the research myself.
Rather than her picking one?
Yes.
That seems entirely reasonable. What's your story, Brad?
Well, I was with a girl for 3 years. I had a girlfriend for 3 years and I all of a sudden decided to get fit. So I got hold of a personal trainer.
Yes. How did you choose this one?
Well, I didn't really choose. I just put my name down in the gym and said, I need a bit of help. And I turned up one day and she was there. And I thought, oh God, she'll do.
And you had a girlfriend of 3 years?
3 years. Yeah, I was with her. It's safe to say my girlfriend wasn't very happy with it.
She wasn't?
Wasn't very happy with it. No, not at all. She was not happy. There was a few times where me and the personal instructor went to work out together, just on her own while she was off shift. And my girlfriend almost thought like it was cheating on her, working out with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how it causes problems.
Yeah, massive problems. Yeah, but me and this other girl got quite close. The personal instructor got quite close, and it came to the point where I thought I can't carry on like this. So I ended it with my current girlfriend. To be with this personal instructor.
Oh.
I know, kind of bad. I'm still with her now. We're going strong, actually. We're going really, really well.
But when you were seeing your girlfriend at the time, you obviously didn't know that it was all going to work out with the personal trainer, did you, and anything would happen?
Not at all, no. I didn't think I stood a chance, actually, with the personal trainer. I'd never thought this would happen in a million years, no.
It's scandalous.
Yeah.
And you're now with the personal trainer?
Yeah, I'm now actually with her. Yeah, we're now going strong. Yeah.
So your previous girlfriend had nothing to worry about?
Nothing to worry about, I know, yeah. I know, it's quite bad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I can now see why people might be concerned.
Oh, yeah, I would be. I mean, my girlfriend now, she works out with other people. She has to because of her job.
Oh, and it's happening again.
Yeah, it's hard work. I have to kind of grit my teeth sometimes, but no, I'm fine with it. I'm fine because that's a job.
Here's the thing. Are you still getting trained by your girlfriend, though?
Yeah, I'm still getting trained by her, yeah. Yes. And it's sometimes when she's really hard on you and tough on you, you think, all right, go easy, calm down.
Yeah, what if you've had an argument or something, or like you still carry on with it?
Yeah, we still carry on. If we have an argument, then I suppose it could be the workout could be even more brutal. Worse. I could take a bit of a punishment.
Yeah. And does money change hands?
No, money's never changed hands, no.
Yeah, what, never?
Never.
You've never paid?
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
You must have known something was going on when she wouldn't accept any money.
She's like, yes, you can have this one for free.
Yeah. No, she kind of accepted, food instead.
Food?
Chicken. Yeah, chicken, protein, anything like that, yeah.
All right. Hang on, I'll just chuck you some protein and that'll pay for it.
No, you're being weird. So hang on. So you met her for the first time at the gym. You've had a training session and she's gone, look, don't worry about this one. Just throw me some chicken.
Yeah.
Didn't quite happen like that, no. I offered to take her out for a meal.
Oh, right. I see what you've done there.
Scandalous.
Outrageous.
It wasn't like that, though. It was. It was friendly.
You are a
lad.
You are a cliche. You are.
To be honest, when we first met, I honestly didn't think I stood a chance. So I thought, this could be a good friendship, but nothing more than that. That's all I thought.
I mean, because this happens though, because when you are obviously working out so close to someone, there is a danger that that might happen.
It's like the dancing.
It does happen, does happen.
Definitely does when you're getting all sweaty and that.
But you you have been with your now new girlfriend, personal trainer, for how long now?
About 2 or 3 months now.
Oh, okay.
And the gym membership is free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bonuses, yeah.
Good to speak to you, Brad.
No problem, Scott. See you later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You see, now Matt Edmondson's been on Twitter. Matt Edmondson, whose wife is a personal trainer. Just wondering what she's getting up to with the clients. Matt, don't worry about it. This is a one-off. That man is a cliche. The Scott Mills Daily. Tom says, you're making personal trainers out to be dirtbags. I'm not. I'm not at all.
This is a good one. Is Brad joking? Not a chance my fella is getting a PT. I'd prefer to be with a fatty. I'm fuming. Sarah in St. Helens.
People are like, this personal trainer story is outrageous. Also, I did slightly contradict myself there by saying that it's a one-off that man's a cliche.
Oh, yeah.
Clichés aren't one-off. I was just trying to make everyone feel better and that it's not going to happen to them. Safe to say the females listening aren't that keen on Brad right now. The Scott Mills Daily. We spoke to Brad, who joined a gym, wanted to get fit, and then ended up getting especially fit with one of the personal trainers. And, I mean, he says it was a coincidence, but then also did leave his previous girlfriend of 3 years. What have you got to add to this, Abby?
So I joined the gym. I went for one session and met the personal trainer at the gym.
When was this?
This was probably November.
Okay. So you thought, it's Christmas coming up, I'm probably going to eat a lot, so I'll just try and get fit.
Exactly.
You've got to start at some point, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. That was my aim. I thought, it's the hardest time of year to start, so I thought, let's start now and I can get on with it.
Definitely.
So I met my personal trainer, thought, wow, I'm definitely signing up for him. There was a choice of two.
Oh, so you got to choose. Was it from a catalogue?
Yeah. I went had I don't know what you call it, a pre-gym walk round and meet the two trainers.
Induction. And,
yeah, induction, that's it.
So you met both of them, but you were like, it's you.
It's you. I think your way of training is definitely the better option.
Yes.
It was very lovely, very sweet, really nice of saying that I didn't have much weight to lose and that it would be easy to do.
Saying
and
all the right things.
All the right things, yeah. Made me feel very good about myself.
This is making a lot of blokes up and down the UK go, oh, no.
No, it annoys me because for me, I think personal training should be doing the opposite. They should be, telling you, they should be beasting you. This shouldn't be a nice experience.
No, in hindsight, maybe. Yeah, but I signed up, said, fantastic. He said, well, you need to pay all of the 6 sessions up front.
This guarantees 6 gym sessions.
Guaranteed 6 hours with him, one-on-one, yeah. So I signed up, all my time slots as well, so it's the same time every week. Mm-hmm. And he was making sure that I come in the afternoon because it was quieter then and we could have better sessions. What a lad, yeah. And then, so I signed up, thought it was brilliant. First 2 sessions were going really well. He was really encouraged with how often I'd been going in the week on my own.
And you were quite fancying him.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant. Thought he was lovely.
Yes.
And then
I can see where this is going already.
week three or week four, he starts talking about, he asks me if I've got any holidays planned in the new year. I said, no, nothing really. I said, what about you? And he drops the G-bomb. He's off with his girlfriend to Florida for three weeks. I'm like, right, okay. Oh, you've not mentioned her before, no?
How does that make you feel?
I was, a bit shocked. I thought, no, fair enough. He's a good-looking guy. He's probably got a girlfriend. That sounds reasonable, I guess.
Yeah, but
there's no harm in window shopping, you know? So I thought, carry on, it's fine. He doesn't mention her. This is probably the first and last time he'll bring her up. So I can still pretend he's beautiful and that we're getting along really well. And then it becomes more of a regular thing. And every session, the last three sessions, he's just talking about her the entire time.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, pretty brutal. And just saying, they're off out together tonight. They've got plans. How beautiful she is. How much of a great girlfriend she is. Their anniversary's coming up. What he's getting her for Christmas.
And you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought, oh, great. This is lovely to hear. Wonderful.
So you had to do all these sessions because you'd signed up to them.
Yeah. And now all I'm listening to is his girlfriend and tales of their girlfriend.
That's fine. No, hang on a minute. I thought this was going to go another direction. I thought this was all leading towards a point where you were going to say that you'd got off with him.
No. Well, he, I just moved into a flat. And he asked about the flat and said, oh, you've got two rooms, have you? And I said, yeah. And previously he'd asked about what job I do, and I said I'd work at a vet. And he's like, oh, right, two rooms, hey? And I was interested. I was like, okay, where are you going with this? And he's like, I'm just wondering if you'd want my steak. So double took it. You'd want my snake. And double took
snake?
It.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
What snake?
He apparently has a 10-foot-long royal king python.
This guy's my favourite. Oh, he's gone from zero to hero in my eyes.
So, yeah, it's actually a legitimate snake. It's not anything else. He has the snake.
Excellent.
But he's moving in with his girlfriend, and they're not allowed animals, so he wanted to know if I could have his snake.
I hope it was a rapid no.
It was a very rapid no.
So good.
And so when did the sessions run out?
It was New Year's Eve was my last session, actually.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And I never went back. So.
And have you seen him since?
No, I haven't. No. I left and then really sneakily. So apparently you have to write a letter to leave the gym and then you have to email them as well. So, and I know he's in charge and he's one of the people in charge and I'd have to address it to him. So I really sneakily addressed it to the other person, the other personal trainer, and just, I'd never met her, never spoken to her or anything. And I thought, I'm just going to avoid all contact with him.
Good.
I don't want him to know that I've left. So
you did well.
I addressed the email to her and addressed the letter to her, and it got to her instead of him.
That's annoying because you were hopeful there.
I was hopeful. Well, not hopeful for it to go anywhere, but, you know, it's quite a nice ego boost to have a bit of window shopping and a bit of flirting while you're at the gym, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what Chris wants to hear right now.
It was wonderful.
Oh, dear.
Right, okay, that's... we've definitely seen both sides of the story today.
We have, but that one gives me some faith that there's personal trainers out there that really are just wanting to train you. You know, at most, they want somewhere to put their snake.
That's right.
Yeah, wow. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
so.
And you have got two rooms.
I have got two rooms, so I could have his snake. So.
What session did you mention his girlfriend in?
Probably session three.
Right, not before, no? Three.
No, not before.
Yeah, just saying.
Money up front.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to speak to you, Abby.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, have you checked out iPlayer for Innuendo Bingo yet? You know I'm BBC iPlayer. Sometimes we're on the front page and it makes me do a little excitement wee. Like its own programme.
It does look good when you see it there, don't you?
It does.
You log on, you're like, bingo, front page.
It's on telly. Look, you've got like most popular, you've got EastEnders. What else would be in there? Dragon's Den.
Listen, that would be the dream, wouldn't it? The dream would be to get it to the number one spot on most popular.
Yeah.
Because when you see that on the, that would be boss, wouldn't it?
No pressure, everybody. But do watch Inyona Bingo on iPlayer this weekend. Connor Maynard's on there at the moment. And they're all still on YouTube, like this one from yesterday with Adele Roberts off of Radio 1.
Did you manage to sleep last night?
Yeah, it was all right.
In the heat, what was your technique of keeping alive?
A little bit of a funny motion.
That was when it was really hot, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I mean, whatever gets you to sleep, do you know what I mean?
A little bit of a funny action.
There we are. Conor Maynard one is getting a lot of love right now on the BBC iPlayer. Check it out this weekend. I mean, most popular would be nice. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Friday, and it's Clara Amfo on Real or No Real. Whoop!
Hello, Scott
Hello.
Mills.
You okay?
I'm really good. I'm kind of scared of the Five Sauce fans, though.
Why?
Wow, they have been inundating all of our social media today.
Also today, we've had someone that started training with a personal trainer and then ended up going out with her. It's all
Love
been
that.
Happening. Yeah, yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
It's an eventful Friday.
It certainly is. And now it's time for Real or No Real. But are this lot true or not?
The level of trust between two people can be increased by hugging for 20 seconds.
Some people are huggers, aren't they?
You're not one of them.
I'm not really. Are you a hugger?
It depends who, to be honest. There's some people I like to hug more than others.
But who are they?
And some people I don't like to hug. Actually, no, tell her I do like to give a good hug.
Do you?
I like hugging you.
Do you?
You're good for a hug.
Thank you.
Mills enjoys hugging. In fact, you're the kind of person that goes up to our boss here and hugs him.
No, that was an incident a while ago where he reached out for a hug to me.
Oh, that was it.
And I didn't know what to do because we had never hugged before. I really enjoyed it, but I got a bit flustered and then went, I'm like, okay, bye. And in the fluster, kind of got my coat tangled up in his general area. And it wasn't good.
You got tangled up with Big Boss Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But Ben, if you're listening, I would like to do it again. I would like to hug you again because I know I've known him for a long time. And this time I won't make it as awkward because my coat won't get in the way.
Yeah.
But what is going to happen next time? Do you think you're going to both hug or has that experience kind of tainted it?
I think that I'm going to go in this time because he was kind enough to do it last time. But can the level of trust between two people be increased by hugging for just 20 seconds?
Well, I think next time you need to make sure that you hug Ben for 20 seconds.
That's really long.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you really should.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Actually, to do it today when the show ends at 4 o'clock, it's Friday, you know, go find him, give him a hug.
It could really help us out.
And also, I am off for 2 weeks after this. So even if it does go wrong, you've got 2 weeks to forget about it.
There you go.
So what do you think, real or no real?
I'm going to go for real.
Yeah, I think this is real.
Because that's 20 seconds of added intimacy, which makes, you know, you trust a person.
That one is real.
Aww.
Yes, that's because studies have shown it's due to an increased level of oxytocin, which is a chemical in your body.
Wow.
20 seconds just seems too long
it
to
is.
Me.
You can't hug someone for 20 seconds. Should we do it?
Can we have a hug,
Ready?
Chris? Okay.
But 20 seconds Let's is count. A long time.
Okay, you hug and I'll do the next one.
Joey Essex has had to delay the release of his new book after he accidentally hit don't save when shutting down his laptop.
Okay, they're still hugging.
It's got uncomfortable now.
Okay,
that's
20 seconds. 19. Yeah, okay. I do feel I trust you more.
That was quite a beautiful moment,
That
Chris.
Was a nice hug. You smell good.
Thanks. I mussed up just for you.
Sorry, what was the fat meals we were hugging?
Joey Essex has had to delay the release of his book after he accidentally hit don't save when shutting down his laptop.
Well, that's not just delaying the release, isn't it? That's a full rewrite that he's now having to do.
And that probably took him a really, really long time.
Let's not forget he's on the Sunday Times bestseller list.
He is. I saw his book in, it was Heathrow Airport, actually.
Yeah.
In a well-known high street retailer. And it was definitely within the top 10.
Very prolific writer.
Mm-hmm.
But has he lost his whole book on his laptop?
It's the kind of thing you do. The thing is, everyone says Joey Essex is stupid, but he is experiencing so much stuff. He did a show where he's going around the world. He's writing books. There'll no doubt be a show before too long where he has to learn a language. That guy is having the very best opportunities in life to become probably one of our wisest people. Whether it happens or not, I don't know.
But they're giving it a good go, aren't they?
Yeah, I think everyone is really trying to help him out.
He's got a great life.
I reckon secretly he's at home reading, I don't know, like Toy Story and like Nietzsche and
Do you think?
Things like that. Yeah, I think it could actually all be a massive act.
I've thought before that it's a bit of an act.
Yeah.
I'm suspicious of him.
I bet he doesn't even really speak like that.
No.
I bet he speaks like this.
I don't think it was an act at first, but I think now he must be clever just because the amount that he's done. You know, I reckon some stuff must be going in.
Schooled at life.
Yeah.
So you're saying real or no real, he didn't hit save on his laptop and he lost the book?
I think this is real.
I'm actually going to say it's no real. Not real.
That one is no real.
No, all made up, I'm afraid. Would he actually be writing his own book anyway?
Well, I was going to say.
I'm just saying.
Is he the type of man that would use a ghostwriter?
I reckon someone else is bashing that out on the laptop. I don't know, though. And next.
Better Have My Money singer Rihanna is set to release her own line of socks.
Now, Rihanna could literally sell anything to anyone, but would you trust her to provide you a sock? Not trust her in general. I trust her in general, but
I thought I'd spotted a gap in the market a while ago because I didn't think that any famouses had a sock range, so I was going to get on it and then realise that Rob Kardashian's already done it.
Yeah. Oh, but Scott socks could have been a thing.
I know.
Scott socks.
Could have been.
There's literally celebrity endorsements for everything. It's happened, even socks. So I don't really see why this wouldn't have happened. But why is Rihanna going for socks? She could do anything.
More money. Everyone wears socks.
Because I said so.
But isn't her gimmick that you wear hardly anything?
Yeah, but
so, socks would be the last thing she'd be wearing, right?
Well, you can just wear just your socks.
Exactly.
Everyone knows that's sexy, right?
Oh, that's genius. Yes. that all makes sense.
I can see the billboards already, just Rihanna, you know, giving that knowing Rihanna wink to the camera in just a pair of socks.
You can keep your socks on.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
Yeah, well, that you've sold it for me there, Mills. Real.
I'm actually going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yes.
She announced it on Twitter yesterday. The Rihanna sock is coming. At the end of that round of real or no real,
Clara wins. I got 20. Clara got 30.
Well done, Clara.
Thanks, mate.
And Clara's back on your radio Monday at 10 a.m.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right. So here's the thing. I'm off for the next 2 weeks. So don't be having loads of fun without me.
You know how it is. We don't have... we do have some fun. What do you want me to say? You put me in an awkward position here. I can't promise that we're not going to have any fun without you.
Don't have any fun with Matt Edmondson.
It won't be the same.
What you said.
That's what it is.
Well, it's like when you rang your mate Dougsy earlier in the week. Gone on holiday without telling you. He's your best mate. He's gone on holiday with someone else and you introduced them to. And now they're friends independently of you.
I get that. But
so you know, can see how I feel.
Yeah, but you knew what you were doing when you put to holiday. These are the risks that you run. You know it.
Just don't do anything that's too good. And if you are going to do something good, could you run it by me first? Just so I can check and see if I want it for myself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm off for 2 weeks, but Matt Edmondson and Chris will be here Monday afternoon from 1 o'clock.
Stop.